Amen. How many can say amen to that tonight? He's that and a whole lot more. Amen. Do you love him tonight? Praise the Lord. You love him all the time? Amen, amen. We're just excited to be back together again tonight. And, oh, come on. You recognize me, don't you? My iPad is too careful. Thinks my twin is on here. Praise the Lord. Well, we're excited to have an opportunity for round two tonight. We sure do appreciate the word of the Lord that we heard this morning. And there are just so many powerful thoughts, and just it's in due season, and some wonderful nuggets in there for the miners amongst us. And I'm certainly blessed, and I'm sure that you were too. And so we're looking forward to what the Lord has for us tonight. You know, I almost feel sorry for the devil. Almost, right? He's earning every bit of what he's going to get. But, you know, he is, the word is working mightily. Amen. Everything we have need of is here tonight. You know, we just have to ask, to draw, to commune, to look to him, to give him the opportunity to be God in our lives. He's not an idea. This isn't a religion. This is a life. Amen. Amen. So, we're going to invite our brother Timothy to come up in just a moment, but excuse me here for just a moment. So we'd like to welcome Brother Nathaniel, Sister Peggy Barrett, and two of their children here tonight. God bless you. It's nice to have you with us. And I don't think I've had the, well, I had the opportunity, but I didn't think about it. But Solomon, I'm glad that you're here tonight. Amen. We definitely missed you. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Anybody else here that I'm overlooking tonight? I think we're a little more thinned out tonight than we were thinned out this morning. Now we're a little more thinned out, so you're going to have to say amen twice as loud tonight. Actually, I told you twice as loud this morning. Three times as loud tonight, right? Just pulling the gift of God. And our poor brother, we had him over for lunch with our two sisters from Ghana and give him a chance to fellowship and to catch up. And their father is just a real good friend of Brother Tim's. And I said, how long have you known him? And he started thinking about it. And I said, well, forever, I guess, you know. Since the 80s, and it's like, wow, that's like 40 years, you know. It's anyway, we had a nice lunch, and normally what I do is I'll shuttle the minister off as soon as we can to back to the hotel so we can get some rest, but he wanted to stay around with while the sisters were still with us, and so he never got a chance to go back to the hotel and rest. So we just pray the Lord will bless him tonight and give him strength and energy, and he gives everything he has, and we appreciate that. We ask the Lord to bless him as well. Amen, amen. So excuse me for just a moment here. Really? Somebody say praise the Lord. I feel Jesus in the room as our brother Timothy makes his way up. Timothy Ashong makes his way up tonight. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room today. And when he's in the room, well, things won't stay the same. Jesus in the room today. How many can say amen to that tonight? I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room today. And when he's in the room, say, I feel Jesus in the room today. And if he's in the room, then there's healing in the room. Yes, there's healing in the room. There's healing in the room today. Yes, there's healing in the room. There's healing in the room. There's healing in the room today. And there's deliverance in the room. There's deliverance in the room. Yes, there's deliverance in the room today. There's deliverance in the room. Yes, deliverance in the room. Deliverance in the room today. There's nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence, nothing like the presence of the Lord. That's the truth, friends. There's nothing. Let's welcome them here tonight. There's nothing like the presence. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. There's joy in his presence. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, there's freedom. Hallelujah. There's freedom in the presence. There's freedom in the presence of the Lord. Amen. There's worship in his presence. There's worship. We love you, Lord. There's worship in his presence. There's worship in the presence of the Lord. Yes, there's worship in his presence. Worship in his presence. Worship in the presence of the Lord. And I'm free in his presence. Amen. There's nothing like the presence. There's nothing like it. Hallelujah. There's nothing like it, friends. You can look the world over. There's nothing like his presence. He's here tonight. Hallelujah. He's so faithful. Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence of Amen, 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 amen. One more. I need you, Lord. Amen, amen. From all your, from the depths of your soul tonight, friends. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. How many can say that tonight? I need you, Lord. I need more of you. Yes, I need you. I need you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And so I lift my hands and I bow my knees and I worship at
need you, Lord. Yes, I need you, Lord, right now.
Amen. One more time. With all your heart, I need you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now.
Yes, Lord, we need you tonight, Lord.
I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So I lift my hands and I bow my knees and worship at
Let's give a clap offering to our Lord Jesus Christ. He's worthy to be praised. And he's worthy to be worshipped. He deserves everything. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's our kinsman redeemer. Our Lord and our God. Our friend of Calvary. It's everything to us. We love him because he first loved us. So we welcome you back to the house of the Lord. Trust the Lord will continue to help us. Brother Nat, you are welcome. Thank you very much for coming with the family. And he drove me down from Phoenix to Tucson. Really appreciate that, Brother Nat. God bless you. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you and bless your holy name. You are so great, and there is none like you. It's a privilege for us, Lord, to serve you, to be called by you, to be chosen by you. You said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. So thank you for choosing us. Thank you. We are very grateful. And we thank you for how far your grace has brought us. We commit ourselves once again to your hands as we have come to your house. In your presence, may your Holy Spirit once again minister unto our needs. May none of us go back the same. Let the sick be healed. Let the captives be set free. Let backsliders be restored. Let the saints of God be strengthened. Let the sick be healed, and Lord, let sinners be saved. Lord, be with us. We love you as we ask your blessings upon the service. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Let's, as we stand, turn our Bibles to the book of Judges, chapter 15. We read from Judges chapter 15, and also we read from Luke chapter 1. Judges chapter 15. Let's read verse 14 and 15. Judges 15, 14 and 15. And when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands. And he found a new jawbone of an axe, and put forth his hand and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. Amen. Luke chapter 1. Let's read from verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Amen. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Shall we please be seated? So once again, we are happy to be back in the house of the Lord. And he told us that where two or three are gathered in his name, he will be there. So our joy is that he is here. And when he comes into our midst, the midst of his children, he leaves a blessing with us. He will bless us. So he's here with us. And he's here to meet our needs. To heal the sick. To set the captives free. To bless his people. He loves to be with his people. He loves to be with his people. That's why he has chosen us. He said, Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. So he has a purpose of choosing us. May the grace of God come upon us, that the purpose why he has chosen us will be fulfilled in our lives. So just for a little time, we want to speak on the supernatural upon the natural. The supernatural coming upon the natural. Remember that God uses man. Amen. He uses man. But this man, something must happen before God can use that man. The prophet of God said, man is God's agent. He said, he has no hands but our hands. No eyes but your eyes and my eyes. So he does not use mechanical devices. He uses man. Men and women that will surrender themselves to him. The supernatural coming upon the natural. We read in the scriptures. At the backside of the desert, when the children of Israel were in captivity, the Lord God has given a promise that they will be in captivity for 400 years. And he will come and deliver them. But God uses man, because man is his agent. So we read in the scripture how the pillar of fire was upon the mountain, on the tree at the backside of the desert. And it was on fire. There was fire. The pillar of fire was there. And the leaves were not consumed. And he was waiting to attract the attention of Moses. He was there until Moses looked and he saw, what is this? He saw it. So let me go and see what it is. How can the tree be on fire? The leaves is not consumed. God drew his attention. May God help us today, because there are many times that the Lord tried to draw our attention. But the things of this life, the prophet said there are many things that have clogged the pipeline. Businesses and social life, and oh, today we have so many things to tackle. So many a times when he's drawing our attention, it becomes difficult. The prophet said there are so many voices on the land. So many voices, and all of them are calling for attention. You have to attend to this, you have to attend to that, you have to attend to this, and social media, and this one, that, and business, and we have to find this way, and we have to find this way, and all these things becomes obstacles, hindrances. The pipeline has been clogged, and the water is not freely flowing. And God is not able to, the way he wants to operate, the way he wants to express himself, the way he wants to move, we become hindrances. Because the plumbing line is clogged, and all those things must be unclogged, so that the power will flow through. So that the power, that God will have freeness to move. Amen. That we die to our reasons and our ideas. Right. And our feelings. Right. That we can focus on him. Amen. That when he wants to wake you up to pray or speak to somebody. He wants to speak to somebody, but he has to use your mouth. Somebody has to say, be it unto me, according to thy word. Somebody has to surrender. Somebody has to. The supernatural must come upon the natural. Somebody must yield to him. Young man, he has no hands, he has no feet, but ours. He said, whom shall I go? Who will go for me? Where is that Mary? Where is that Moses? Where is that brother? Where is that? That could say, let it be unto me. According to thy word. By our human reason, we cannot make it. But if we can surrender to him. And when Moses turned to look, he called him. He spoke to him. He heard that voice, and there was a change. Amen. And that change continued. Amen. God has gotten somebody. God has gotten a vessel. God dressed up in a man called Moses. Amen. He used the leaves of Moses. Everything that he had was surrendered to him. The supernatural came upon the natural. Amen. The prophet said, notice, God always sends down the supernatural upon the natural. Right. Like he did the brass serpent and the pool at Bethesda and so forth. God always sends the supernatural upon the natural. Somebody must surrender. And when Moses surrendered, the supernatural came down. And the supernatural was done. And God did beyond his expectation. If only we can surrender. If only we can cast down reasons. He will do the work. Praise the Lord. He wants to do it. Brother Branham said, God is more willing to help us, to give you the Holy Ghost, to bless you, to heal, to do, because he paid the price for it. He did not pay the price for himself. He paid the price for his children, for you and for me. The price has been paid for us. We must cast down reasons. The plumbing line that have been clogged up, we have to unclog it.
That's right.
Amen. He said, we socialize. He said, when God created man, he created man to be superior over everything. To control the bird lives, the animal life, whatever. God made man to be superior. That's what he did in the beginning. That's why he made Adam. He said, that is what Adam was. Before the fall. He was a controller, controlling everything. Because God gave him dominion over everything. To rule over everything. But Abraham said, when God redeemed us back, he redeems us back to what Adam was before the fall. But our reason is killing us today. Who am I? We are sons and daughters of God. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. We are children of the Most High God. We didn't choose ourselves. God chose us. He delights in us. No matter how little you are, no matter what you are, he delights in us and he chooses us to be his sons and daughters, to operate himself through us, to manifest himself through us. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. We need that supernatural. Brother Branham said, before miracles can take place, the Holy Ghost has to come.
Right.
And that's why we read about all throughout our fathers of old, they were men of like passion as we are. But when they surrendered themselves to the Most High God, God did his work through them. We read about here about Samson. And here he was with and the Philistines. You know, he has gone out and when he came, oh my God, help us. A man like us. One day the Bible told us he was, he was born to, for a purpose. He was born to deliver the children of Israel from the rules of the Philistines. And then one day he was going with his mom and dad and they were going. And then he heard a roar of a lion. Wow. And he stopped. And he said, what is there? Oh, there was a young lion there. And then just, and the Bible and the Spirit of God came upon him. So remember, the Spirit of God does the work.
Amen.
That anointing, that power came upon him. And he grabbed that lion. Fought the lion, killed the lion. It was not Samson, it was God.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord makes a difference.
Amen.
Without the Spirit of God, we are nothing.
Amen.
Without God taking possession, we are nothing.
Amen.
Nothing can be done of us.
If we can only surrender to God, he will do his work. Amen. Hallelujah. In a part of his life, said, one day, he took 300 forces. He lined them up. I don't know how he did it. Animals, forces. Yeah. He lined them up. 300. And none of them moved. Huh? Right. None of them moved. So the power of Almighty God.
Amen.
If God can get a man in his hands.
Yes,
300 and he lined them up.
Right.
All of you, stay in a line. Yeah. And he put torches at their back and set fire. 300. And he sent them out. Go to the farm of the Philistines. Destroy their farms. How did it happen? How did it happen? This Bible is the word of God.
Amen.
This Bible is the truth of Almighty God.
Amen.
This is the record. And we believe this record.
Yes.
300. Send them out. None of them moved. How did those animals first state? How did he catch 300? And light them up. Human mind cannot make it. But as we're speaking in the morning, with God, all things are possible. To them that believe, all things are possible. And all things are possible today to those who believe. Don't look at yourself. Don't laugh as Abraham laughed. Don't try to imagine it. How is it going to be like? A child to be born to him that is 100 years old? And a Sarah that is 90 years old bear? Abraham laugh. Don't laugh. Don't reason. Don't look at yourselves. Let's look up to him. Because he's the creator. Can do anything. He can change any situation because he's God today. Hallelujah. The Bible said 300 of them, he's lined them up. And when he burned the farm of the Philistines, they said, who did it? He said, Samson. Samson did this. Okay. And he comes to them, to the Israelites and the family, and they say, okay, we are looking for Samson. He said, okay, we'll get you where Samson is. All right, Samson's brothers came and they tied Samson. Samson said, don't touch me. He said, yeah, we will not touch you. But we are going to tie, make sure that you are tied. Tie your hands tightly. So no problem. I'm not afraid of Philistines. I'm not afraid of the enemy. Hallelujah. Yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Though war should encamp against me, in this I will be confident. I will fear nothing. Hallelujah. And they put his hands and tied him. And then when he got to the place where the Philistines saw him, they began to scream on him. Shout, shout. The Bible said, and the Spirit of God came upon him mightily.
Amen.
Mightily.
Yes.
Super anointing.
Yes.
The dynamics. Super anointing.
Yes.
Came upon him. And he looked around and the robe fell off. He looked around. And there was a fresh jawbone of an axe. And he took it. And slayed 1,000 men with the jawbone.
Right.
The jawbone didn't break.
Right.
Why? The supernatural upon the natural.
Amen.
Philistines that were armed up with their helmets, with their shield, with their spears. And Samson used the jawbone of an axe. Hit left and right. Hit left and right. And it did not break.
Amen.
And slay 1,000 men.
Amen.
What was that? The supernatural upon the natural.
Amen.
Whatever you lay your hands upon, I will bless it.
Amen.
Whatever the sole of your feet are trod, I give it to you.
Amen.
When he took the jawbone, he knew the work would be done. He surrendered that to God. He believed in God. He trusted in God. May the supernatural come upon each and every one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Samson did that job. And when he has slain 1,000 men with a jawbone, how big was that jawbone? Huh? How big was it? A jawbone of an ass, how big was it? And yet he slew 1,000 men with it. And it didn't break. Think about it. What God can do. And when that was over, he threw it down. And it was thirsty. And God opened that jawbone, and water came out of it. He took it and he drank water out of the jawbone. Our God can do anything. With God, all things are possible. The supernatural upon the natural. If God can do that, make water to run out of a jawbone of an ass, what can't he do for us? What can't he do for his people? What can't he do for the young men and the young women? What can he do? What can't he do for mamas and papas? The Bible says we should cast down reasons. Because God uses men. We are his agents. We should not become hindrance to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I will not take much of your time. But God is alive. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The water came out of the jawbone. The same jawbone that he used to slay 1,000 men. 1,000, we are not up to 1,000. That man with that jawbone slayed 1,000 men, slew them, whipped them. With their helmets, with their spears, he whipped them. And God opened and water came out. What a mighty God we are serving. What a mighty God. How great is our God? He is our God. How great is our God? Your God is great. Your God is awesome. It's awesome. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Let's give a clap of it to our King. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the name of the living God. What a wonderful Savior you are. Glory. It's awesome. Hallelujah. It's mighty. It can do anything. It can do anything. Even for you now. Even for you now. Even for you now. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is the baptizer. He is the Savior. He's everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love him? Amen. Think about it. Slew 1,000 men with a jawbone. 1,000 men with a jawbone of an axe. Men that were armed with spears and everything. But what is that to God? If he can get somebody in his hands. If somebody can say, be it unto me according to your word. As we read in the book of Luke, the angel of the Lord came to Mary. The angel told Mary, you find favor with God.
And the angel told her, oh, you shall conceive in your womb. And you shall give birth. So first thing is, you will have to be conceived.
Yeah.
You have to conceive the word. Because what you conceive is what you deliver.
Amen.
What you conceive is what you give birth to.
Yes.
So the angel said, you shall conceive in thy womb. Amen. So first, we have to conceive. We have to accept the word. We have to get the spiritual pregnancy of God's word. We have to come to relationship with God. We have to believe the word. The prophet said, when you think on these things, it will come to you.
Yes.
Mary was thinking on the word of the Lord. A virgin shall conceive. What he was thinking on, the angel came to confirm it. When the two disciples were thinking on their way to Emmaus, talking about him, he drew nigh to them. But today, so many things is occupied here. So many things. Our mind, our thought, are full of all kinds of things. The pleasures and the cares of this life. And we keep on reasoning because we try to think about this, how this is going to happen, and this and that and that. But Lord, have mercy upon us.
Amen.
And when we are preaching the word, we are preaching the word so that these things will be clear out of the pipeline.
Amen.
So that the lines will be clear. God is still able today. His Bible says his hands are not shutting that he cannot save. He said it is our unbelief.
Yeah.
It is our reasoning.
Right.
The supernatural has to come down. If you are going to make anything, it has to come by the supernatural.
Yeah.
Oh, that we die to our own ideas and thoughts. I remember Elijah, when he was after Mount Carmel showdown, and Jezebel said he would kill Elijah, and Elijah ran away. And he went under the juniper tree, and God sent an angel. My servant is tired. And the angel went there, wake him up. Papa, get up. Here is food, eat. He got up, yet again. And he walked 40 days. He said, come on, get up and eat. The journey is long. And out of the strength of that food, he walked 40 days. Ah, God can do things.
Amen.
Your God, our God.
Amen.
It's alive.
Amen.
He walked for 40 days without eating again. Wow. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They will run. They will never faint. They will walk. They will never be weary. Today, we cannot even fast a day. You can do nothing. Oh, don't speak that way. Don't go that side. When did you even fast it in your life? When was the last time you fasted before God? And pray to God. God, I want to have a feast. Brother Brown said, fast is a feast.
Yeah. That's right.
When did you ever fasted? When did you remember the last time you fasted? To feast with God. Stay in his presence. Worshiping. Give him a little time. Consecrating ourselves. Praising the Lord. Oh, do we even praise him at home at all? Do we even sing his praises? Do we even worship him? Not only in church.
Right, right.
In your private life. In your family. That you have time for the King of Glory. That you sing his praises, bless his holy name. You will never sing at home until you come to church. Even in church, many of us, we don't even sing. You sing as if you are mourning. When we are worshiping a hero. When we are praising a hero. He is our hero. He is our captain. Hallelujah. He never lost a battle. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Savior. Our kinsman, redeemer. Oh, sometimes we're so sad because I'm saved, because I'm this and that. So what? Who told you because you are sick you shouldn't praise God and worship God? Like I've told people, I said, listen, as I'm working, I should still be standing here. For 4 months, I've not been able to pee on my own. What is it? I will serve my God. What is that? I should be what? No way. I will never keep quiet. I will preach the saving power, amen, the healing power, amen, of my God. Amen. Because it's alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe in Jehovah God. Amen. I will serve Jehovah God. Yes. I will live for Jehovah God. Whether the devil like it or not, I will serve my King. Praise the name of the Lord. But sometimes you see, why should this happen? Why shouldn't that happen to you? Who are you? Didn't the Bible told us that God himself told Satan, have you considered my servant Job? That is not like him? A righteous man, a man that fear God, a man that stewards evil, a man that prays. But Brother Branham said, if you have a trial, you find favor with God. And that shows that God has confidence in you. And God knows that you will stand the test. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I have no regret in serving God. I have no regret in serving the Lord. If I die today, oh, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Whatever happens to me, I don't belong to myself. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my King. Maybe I might have said it here before. When I married, first time married, I was about 26 years. And I just lived 1 year and my wife died. 1 year. We just married. Young couple, I was 26 years. She was 27 years. And just a year. Am I dreaming? So what is this? And oh man, that was 1985. January 1985. And the worst part was she was expecting a baby. And I lost all. And I went to the hospital and I said, God. I said, what is it? They said, oh, wow. I said, but I want to see her. She was still on the bed in the room there. And I said, my goodness. Whilst I stood there, something spoke to my heart. God, don't make mistakes. Amen. And I said, Lord, if this is your will, I'm going to serve you. I will continue to serve you. I'm not going back. I will serve you. Thank God I'm still serving him. His grace is sufficient. He never fails. I said, I will serve you. And I just said, that was the first time We believe the message. We've preached in the town. All of us, we are known, young boys, students, here and there. And this happened. I said, wow. How am I going to face this word? How am I going to face the people? Oh, that was the first time in our little group something happened. But thank God for grace. He never leaves. He never forsakes. And the people say, this boy will not be able to serve God again. This boy will begin to drink. This boy will begin to do this and that. I said, for what reason? For what reason? I will serve my God. And there are a lot of superstitions you have to go through in Africa. I said, no, I'm not doing anything. Oh, my father and my parents. My father said, look, you have to do it. You have to do this. And this, they have to even do things for you secretly. I said, they will do it in secret. They will come and speak it outside. I will never do that. In Africa, they will have to take it. Even those days, in the holding days, they will say, they don't even bury that body. They just take the body, throw it away. Because they believe it's an evil thing. So if you bury it, if you treat the body fine, then that thing will occur again. So they will just throw it away. I said, no, we cannot do that today. And it was so difficult. And what am I going to do? And I said, God help me. It was a trying time. Yeah. It was a challenging time. Yeah. But God is faithful.
Amen.
And I said to you today, he's faithful.
Amen.
No matter what you might be going through, don't think that God hates you. God loves you.
Amen.
Don't think that God has forsaken you. Don't think that God don't have interest in you. God has interest in you.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you care because of what? And you are so sad. You are so sad. You are mourning every day. No, I will not mourn.
Right.
I will praise the living God.
Amen.
And I was holding on to God's word. And they said, you have to do this. You have to do this. I said, no. The Bible said, till death we do part.
Amen.
So if he has died, good. You don't have to lie down on your bed again. Because if you lie down, the ghost will come and lie down. I said, praise God, let it come. Let it come. I'm looking for her. They will say this and I will push back with the word of God. They bring this, I bring the word of God.
Amen.
My father said, you have to listen to me. I am your father. I am the head of the family. I am this and that. I said, myself, I am a leader in my church. You want me to listen to you? No. This is what I stand for. I said, if my God is not able to take care of me, I am ready to die.
Right.
Let me die.
Amen.
We should not be afraid of death.
Right.
Don't allow the devil to torment you with death.
Amen.
Put fear of death in you.
Amen.
Death is a gain to us.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of it.
Right.
Because Jesus defeated death.
Amen.
No wonder Apostle Paul said, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? He said, thanks be to God that gives us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When we say praise the Lord, we respond. Don't just be looking at me. Respond to the word.
Amen.
Say amen to the word.
Amen.
Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word.
Amen.
Receive the word for deliverance.
Amen.
Receive the word for your healing.
Amen.
Receive the word for the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Receive the word for your salvation.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
It's unlimited.
Yes.
He can touch you right now.
Yes.
He can touch you right now.
Yes.
And set you free.
Yes.
Cast down your reasons.
Yes.
And take God at his word.
Yes.
Because he's alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whew, glory to God. You know, the people at home, they don't want me even to be preaching. My wife, are you preaching? I said, yeah. Oh, people say, I said, yes, don't worry. This business I've been in for over 40 years. I will continue until death will set me free. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you stay home from coming to church? Because for what reason?
Right.
When I was sick, I told my, I said, look, but I want to go to church. Yeah. I want to go to church. I said, no, I could not even sit down. So I go to church, I just try to lie down. If I lie down, when I want to get up, somebody has to help me. I said, but I'll go to church. Yeah. They said, but you can stream. I said, there's a difference between streaming and reality. I want to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, one day somebody says, he said, Brother Timothy, you are very stubborn. I said, faith is stubborn.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's why you think I'm crazy. But I said to you, the only way you can serve God is to lose your mind. If you don't lose your mind, you can't serve God. That's why Apostle Paul said, the way that people call heresy, that's the way we worship the God of our fathers. Don't be scared. I'm not going to stay long. Glory to God.
Amen.
Don't be scared. I'm not going. I'm going to close. Don't worry. But I want you to know that God is real.
Yes.
Give your heart to God.
Amen.
The story about an old lady, and she cannot even. She cannot hardly walk to walk, but she never missed services. And somebody asked her, so how did you go? You are tired to go. He said, you know what I do? When I wake up in the morning, I send my heart to church. When my heart go, my body follows it. Yeah. Let your heart go. Give your heart to God. Your body will obey. Hallelujah. Hey, we are soldiers of the cross. We are fighters. We are warriors. God brought us here to fight the battle of faith. Hallelujah. Be strong. Surrender to God. Believe God. Cowards will never enter the kingdom. The kingdom is for brave men. The kingdom of God suffered violence. Jesus said the kingdom of God suffered violence since the days of John the Baptist. He said, and the mighty take it by force. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Since God is real, God is alive. He's still healing. He's still in the business of healing. He's still in the business of giving the Holy Ghost. He's still in the business of saving. He's still in the business of deliverance. Glory to God. Elijah walked 40 days and 40 nights out of the food that he ate. He got strength. I mean, God is almighty. Don't try to limit him. In the days of Moses, when there was some debate, who is who has been called, who has not been called, God said, Moses, tell all those Levite leaders in the various groups, they should bring their rods, everybody a rod, to me, to the presence, and leave it in the holy place, the Shekinah glory, the presence of the Lord. 24 hours. Leave it there. Just everybody bring it. And the Bible say in the morning, the rod of Aaron blossomed, budded, and yielded fruits.
Yes, sir.
A dry stick. Why? The supernatural came down.
Amen.
If God could do that to a dry stick, what about you?
Amen.
What about his sons and daughters?
Amen.
It's unlimited. You can receive the Holy Ghost. You can receive healing. You can receive deliverance in the presence of the King.
Amen.
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 A dry rod, dry stick, overnight, yielded fruits. Can you imagine that? Where else and who else can do this except our God? He's still in that business.
Yes,
that's why we are what we are today. By grace.
Yes.
Some of us that used to be drunkards, smokers,
right.
drug addicts, sure. fighters. Mm-hmm. When that supernatural comes down, yeah. we are new creation. Yeah. We are different people. Yeah. We are wondered at. Amen. How are you making it in this present evil world? How can young women live clean? How can young men live clean? How can people be true to their vows, marriage vows? Because the power of the highest. Because we have been overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. The power of the highest shall come upon you. Hallelujah. When the angel spoke to Mary, you find favor before God. You are going to conceive. I said, you have to be conceived. You need first conception. Because whatever you conceive, you will give birth to that. And you know that? What you conceive, you know, about, you look at this, oh, you know, this fellow is like this. You think anything about somebody, you begin to even have dreams. Oh, I dream the brother is like this. I dream the sister is like this. I dream your conception. And whatever you conceive, the prophet of God said, if anything good will come to us, it must be revealed by the Spirit of God. It must be confirmed by the Word of God. And it must be made manifest by the fruit it bears. So your actions and your conduct and your behavior must be examined by the Word of the Lord. Brother Branham said, the Word is the basis. He said, the Bible is God's test book. So our actions and our conduct, if it is contrary to the Word of God, then it's bogus. Right. Our feelings, everything, yeah. under the Word of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. May God help us. Yes. You will conceive. Mary said, how can this thing be? I know not a man. He said, I love you. He said, listen, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Yeah. And the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Yeah. When you are overshadowed, you are put aside. You are covered. It's not you again. At way. He said, listen, you will be overshadowed. Your thoughts, everything. Because the power of the highest is to come upon you. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And the power of the highest will overshadow you. You have no hand in it.
Right.
You have no hand in it. You have no business. It's my business.
Yes.
The supernatural. Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. And right there, she was conceived. She believed the word.
Yes.
He said, and you will give birth to Christ, Jesus. When you are conceived by the Holy Ghost, your action will be Jesus. Your life will bring forth Jesus. You will live Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Am I looking funny to you? Oh, no way. That's your choice, you know. I can't help that. But I have to tell you what I'm telling you because that's what is put on my heart to tell you.
Amen.
We need to be overshadowed.
Amen.
We need the power from on high
yes.
to overshadow our thoughts, our thinking, our reasons, so that Christ will be brought forth again.
Amen.
So that Christ will be manifested in our lives.
Amen.
No more your thinking, no more your feeling.
That
you and Christ become one. The word is made flesh in you.
Right.
And the prophet said, the members of the bride, they do only his will. No one can make them to do otherwise because the word is in her. She's conceived.
Amen.
She's pregnant.
Yes.
She's in harmony with the Father. And the members of the body, they are in harmony with themselves because the same Holy Ghost is operating through them.
Amen.
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
You can be overshadowed tonight too.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost can come upon you too.
Amen.
The power of the highest can come upon you.
Amen.
And things will change in your life.
Amen.
Brother, our God is great.
Amen.
It's awesome. It's great.
rock and a stone of David, a young man, or they call it a young boy, face Goliath. A man that was armed. A man that other men were afraid of.
Right.
Even the king was afraid of him.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
A giant. That when he speaks, the men run away. Soldiers run away. But there was a boy.
Amen.
That has met God at the backside of the desert.
Amen.
That has experienced God. And he knows the power of God. And he knows what God can do. Because he has seen God delivered him from the power of the lion. And from the power of the bear. And he knows. Oh, hallelujah. He was anointed. He was anointed. Hallelujah. Oh, the power of the highest shall come upon you. Oh, we need that power of the highest to come upon the church, to come upon our young men, to come upon our young women. And when the power of the highest come upon us, you will not feel bored when you are in church.
That's right.
It will not be a burden to you.
That's right.
To come to church. No. Elijah walked for 40 days. When the power of the highest comes down, oh, church will not be boring. You will not be boring. This brother is boring me. No. You are in love with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are not always shouting too much. Who stopped you from shouting?
That's right.
Has anybody stopped you from shouting? If he's shouting, shout. If he's singing loud, sing louder.
Amen.
If he's clapping, clap.
Hallelujah.
Who stops you?
Right.
When the power of the highest overshadows you, you don't care about nothing.
Amen.
David began to dance. David began to dance. David began to dance and praise the Lord. When the ark of God was coming, he was dancing and praising the Lord.
Yeah.
His wife. Look at him, he said. Look at what he's doing there. Oh, David. Ah, what is this? And when David came back home, blessed the people, came back home and he said, ah, so what did you do today? You danced until your robe fell off from you before everybody. He said, who is that everybody? Who is that everybody? He said, do you know what I was doing? He said, I was dancing before Jehovah,
yeah,
the God that chose me,
yeah,
to be king above your father.
Hallelujah.
I was dancing in his presence.
Yeah.
I was worshiping him.
Yeah.
I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
I don't care what you feel.
Right.
I don't care what anybody. Look at me.
Right.
I was dancing before Jehovah.
Yeah.
That choose me. And when you know God has chosen you, there were millions and there are millions, there are many people, but he chose you. We find favor. We find favor. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have not appreciated God. We don't appreciate God for what he has done for us. We don't express our joy. No wonder David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. We don't appreciate him. He's been so good to us. Oh, brothers, he has been so good to us that we should be appreciating God, worshiping God. We must die to our pride. We must die to ourselves. We must die to our reasonings. Young people, don't be ashamed of the gospel. Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power unto salvation to the one that believe. Oh, hallelujah. Don't be ashamed. Because I've been young and now I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the see the righteous begging. God is able. More than able. Hallelujah. He's real. He's alive. A little boy. When nobody was there to go, he comes and he said, I will go and fight that man. The king said, no, no, you can't do it. That man is a man of war from his youth. Oh, but you are talking somebody from his youth. I'm also a youth. No wonder Elihu said, don't despise my youth. Don't look down upon me. Because God can do anything. God can use anybody that will surrender to him. No matter your age, he can use you. To kill a Goliath. To slay 1,000 Philistines. To bring joy. To bring peace. Like Mary. To bring life. To bring the Savior. To help somebody. To save somebody's life. Mary brought forth the Savior by the power of the Holy Ghost. Is the Holy Ghost still working today? Is this still working today? He can use anybody there. Because that scripture that was to be fulfilled in that day, she took it. And the scripture was fulfilled. There is a scripture for your life. For our day. And God uses men. The supernatural must come upon the natural. And David went out to meet that Goliath. And he took a stone. Can you imagine that? A stone from a little boy that went into the head of a man. A man that was dressed up, fully armed. A stone from a little boy. Move, move, move. Hit him, pack. Like lightning, struck him dead. What is that? The supernatural upon the natural. My brothers and sisters, God is still alive. God is still alive. God is still alive. God is still alive. That he can use you. He can do it again. It is no secret what God can do. If you and I can surrender and say like Mary, this thing, I don't know, but let it be unto me. If that is your wish, if that is your desire, if that, then let it be to me according to thy word. And it happened. She was conceived. Brother Branham said, it changed the whole style of her life because she believed that word. May God be with us. May the Holy Ghost overshadow us. May the power of the highest come upon us. How many will pray tonight? Be it unto me according to thy word. Let the Holy Ghost overshadow me. Let the power of the highest come upon me. Let your spirit overshadow me. That you will use me. That you work your will in my life. That you fulfill your purpose on my life. Let your Holy Ghost. Let your power. Let your presence. Lord, change me. Change me. Oh, when the Holy Ghost comes, there is a change. You doubt your reason. You die to your thinking. You die to your imagination. God is alive. You can be filled. You can be delivered. You can be changed. The power of the highest will come upon you. And the Holy Ghost, the power of the highest will overshadow you. The Holy Ghost will come down. And brothers and sisters, it will be a wonderful story. The dynamics coming upon the mechanics. Be it unto me according to thy word. How many will pray tonight? Lord Jesus, if your grace has brought me this far, let the Holy Ghost come upon me. Let the power of the highest overshadow me. I know you brought me here for a purpose. You've called me for a purpose. You've separated me for a purpose. Let your power come upon me. Let your spirit come upon me. Let me be overshadowed. Let me be overshadowed. You did it then. You did it throughout the scriptures. You can do it again. God don't want us to be church, just church members. He wants us to be filled with power and glory. Written epistles. Lively stones. Are you ready to call him? Are you ready to call him? Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Let me me be overshadowed. Lord, let it come upon me. Lord, breathe on me. Lord, breathe on me. Oh, as you did, Lord, breathe on me. Lord, the earth was chaotic. And the Lord breathed upon the earth. And everything was changed. And Lord is the same that he can breathe upon us. Breathe upon us. The spirit of the living God. Breathe upon us. There will be transformation. There will be change. Are you going to pray? Are you going to call the name of the Lord? Like Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. Let's stand to our feet. There is a song. Let the musician come and pray. Be unto me according to thy word. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. He's able to do it. Yes. He can do it for you. Yes. He can do it for you. Yes. He can touch you. Yes. That same spirit can come upon you. Oh yes, sir. That same anointing can come upon you. Not somebody, you. You can be that Mary. You can be that David. You can be that Elizabeth. You can be like Elijah. The same spirit can come upon you. Because God is still working. Because God is still calling. He said, this promise is unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Has he called you? That is for you. Be unto me. Come on, brother.